So we're gonna start the episode now. I'm Bill.
I'm Meg.
I'm Keith.
Damn it.
Brian.
And I'm not your friend.
And these are some of the sodas we like.
I hope this isn't your first episode, listener.
Yeah, I know, that would be.
So this is a Nellin cream soda.
Yep.
And there's symbols in it in Japanese.
Great.
Anyone else have fun? I don't know. This is a twirly thing with two lines on it.
We are now describing Japanese characters to the listeners.
That's awesome. Here I'm expecting her to just start busting it. Like,
I would have been able to read
and
this
she's
like
just
a
like,
while
no,
ago.
It's a squiggly thing with.
I mean,
it
I
says best, sangria.
Okay, this right here, like this right here is katakana, which means that it's called katakana. Katakana is the one that pretends like it's foreign words pronounced out Japanese.
Right. Yeah.
And these ones are like English words. This probably honestly says melon, and this probably says cream soda.
I literally know two lines of that.
However, I have no idea
what the rest of it means.
Ignoring the most important thing on here, because there are four English words right on the front that nobody's read yet.
Okay.
And I didn't notice this until I got this home, after I bought it from an Asian market in Illinois. Sweetened, condensed, skim milk.
Ew!
Oh my god.
Where?
It's like...
I have had beverages that included sweetened condensed skim milk, but never a soda before, so this is going to be very interesting.
In a soda.
I'm like,
sangria soda.
I think that might be the brand.
Milk is soda.
Given that
milk is milk soda.
I feel like...
You were tricked.
I feel like every decision I have made recently in my life, like for the past 2 years, has been a binary decision.
This is ma...
And
this is Pa.
And this is
together, they're gonna make Love Potion 69. No, that was
no melon cream.
My optimism dropped into my stomach as soon as I heard there was carbonated skim milk in it.
Yeah, that's
the bottle itself looks completely inoffensive and delightful.
Do we know that it's carbonated?
The soda is gonna follow you into that stomach.
I think I saw carbonated somewhere on there.
I'll do the technical ingredients.
These are some of the milks we like.
I'm still working on the translation. Marofu.
Oh, Marofu.
Marofu, there's one more. I have to find it still.
If I'm not mistaken, and I probably am, I think that means sweetened condensed milk.
No, I'm pretty sure Marofu is
there's one more letter.
One that makes everything around you catch on fire.
The villain in Power Rangers.
Marofure. That's what that says.
Marofure. Yeah, no, I don't know that.
Right. Nailed it.
Oh, slight mispronunciation. It's actually Matafaka. You suck. No. Okay, so melon cream soda, sweetened condensed skim milk.
I'm lactose intolerant. I'm still apparently going to drink this.
You can have just a little.
If I'm going to have some cream on my melons, sweetened condensed skim milk seems like the less offensive option on that.
I'm actually still super excited.
I'm
I was
really,
like, all right,
really
sure.
Scared. This is just going to be old.
I believe Meg should be more tolerant of lactose.
There is nothing on here that says carbonated. It is water, pointedly absent of carbonation. High fructose corn syrup, condensed milk powder, melon juice.
Brian's really
acid,
good at Japanese, by the way.
Fruit extract. Now, this is one that bothers me. Sucralose.
Uh-oh.
It's not... That's the thing. It's not spelled sucralose. Sucralose is a sweetener. I'm familiar with that one. There is no A in this word. I'm not sure if that's a typo, or if it is some chemical I'm unfamiliar with that is probably salt or sugar or sugar-based.
Not sure which is worse.
Sucralose is just Splenda, dude.
Yeah,
it's disgusting.
We've just had a very bad history with the,
the thing I'm worried about is that it has some kind of sweetener and high fructose corn syrup.
Yeah.
And milk powder and no carbonation.
Mm-hmm.
And somehow it thinks it's soda.
We're gonna die.
It has bubbles on it, and it has no carbonation.
Yeah.
Like there's bubbles on the outside. Like it looks like it's supposed to be.
Well, there's one way to find out. I mean, just shake it. There we go.
God. Oh God. Every bad decision that has led us to this point.
I wanted to see if the milkshake would bring any boys to the yard. Can someone look out the window?
God, they're crawling.
No.
Yeah.
Their jaws are opening impossibly wide.
Khalees has lied to us all. All right. Who wants to volunteer to open that?
And there's not going to be any real pop, because there's a little bit.
I can smell it from here, and it actually kind of smells delightful.
Just a little
bit. The thing, is I'm pretty sure this isn't going to be terrible. I just think that it is going to be tainted by my existential dread from the sodas that we've had thus far.
Mm. And Japan's track record with you.
Japan's done some pretty nice stuff.
This soda-wise actually smells...
It smells lovely.
It
smells
very melony.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Yeah. And authentic melon smell. It's not like that fake like melon liqueur kind of.
Yeah,
melon.
No, I have.
It's got a hint of lotion in there.
Well, that's the milk.
Yeah.
Sorry,
Meg.
Sweetened condensed
skin. You can have
some
Japanese hard candy.
It's got a yogurty smell. It smells like a fruit yogurt.
Yeah.
That's actually disturbingly apt.
I'm sticking with the lotion.
Yeah, I'm gonna go with the lotion too.
Because it's got that slight
sharpness. It smells like I'm in Bath and Body Works.
Yeah,
my fiance has a cucumber melon body wash, and this matches the smell exactly.
Yeah, that's
yeah.
Bath and Body Works.
I'm kicking more with like a honeydew yogurt.
Yeah, that's where I'm feeling.
Yeah.
I think it's just because yogurt tastes. Or smells horrible to me, that this does not smell anything like yogurt.
Fair enough.
Yogurt's just the worst.
You might notice everybody's had pretty good things to say about this in contrast with the last few that we've had.
Oh, wow, yeah.
Nobody has entered a coughing fit after trying to inhale the fumes of it.
Nobody
like Mr. Lester's fumes of death.
Yeah.
It's like Mr. Lester's bloated corpse burst in the side of the road.
Yes. Thank you, Maro Fure.
Yeah. Thank you.
I am sad that this doesn't have like big eyes and a happy mouth like the ramen. Yeah.
The melon is animated, though. It looks like something out of a Yoshi story.
It's like a stained glass Yoshi homage.
Yes. Yes.
Oh. Hmm. So
I feel like I'm in an art tasting? Installation.
Yeah.
Where I don't really know what's going on.
It actually almost kind of does have a very light carbonation.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hmm. I don't know if complex is the right word, because I don't think it's that complex, but...
It ain't simple.
It is indescribable, certainly. Not indescribable. It is not going to be easy to describe this.
It's a soda.
It is-ish.
Yes.
But not... Yeah, unless.
Yeah.
But not...
Okay, the thing
is anyone
for me,
else getting a note of banana in there?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
The thing for me is I'm tasting this wonderful tropical melony flavor, which the thing for me is I really don't like melons.
You are missing out, my friend.
They
are glorious.
Yeah. I like watermelons.
All four men in this room disagree with this assessment.
Well, fuck you guys.
Except maybe Keith.
Shove it up your butt. It smells really good, and
yeah, that's why she doesn't like them.
I mean, I guess it depends on how well you lubricate
like,
the melon.
I guess it tastes like a really good melon if I liked melon. But I also, while I opened my mouth after I'm eating it, after I'm drinking it, when I open my mouth, I feel like this weird, like, glossy feeling on my tongue. It's gross. No.
Hi, Meg.
Hi. Yeah, I'm just trying to pretend that you guys are... that you shouldn't shove that somewhere.
Yeah, we were talking about putting melons in our butts.
I know. Something about greasing it up, too.
Lubing, please.
So, Yeah.
Yes. It has to be with grease.
Yeah, I mean,
we're not animals.
You could use that bacon soda.
No, no.
Oh, God, no.
That would burn.
Nope.
That would burn for decades.
Oh, Jesus.
It did burn for decades. That's where the smell came from.
That's,
so, anyways,
wait, no, that's how... Didn't you say the soda was the result of some sort of fart? It's,
I don't like melons. I can't stand the taste. I can obviously... I don't think you guys can do it, but I can obviously taste the skim milky part of it. And I absolutely hate milk as well.
I love some skim milk.
So this is hitting all your bad points.
Yeah.
Well, Mike doesn't get to read.
I'm gonna give it probably like a 27.
Oh dear God!
Wow!
I don't like any of the things that have
happened. Pay attention to the last three episodes and let that 27 sink in, listeners.
I almost have to overvalue this now to counteract you.
I think we need to start raising the scale.
Well, you guys chose a drink that had all the things I don't like.
No, I chose a drink. This was also the only thing at that Asian market in the soda aisle that was a soda that wasn't ramen or ginseng up. They had every kind of ginseng up there.
Let the record show, listener, we all agreed on the list of beverages we were going to drink.
Yes.
I didn't agree on this one. I just said, okay, you choose those two, and I have to choose the first two.
Even the car disagrees.
No, that's not my car. My car's not even here. My car's in Fort Atkinson.
That's not mine.
All right.
It was the one next to mine.
That was exciting.
Yeah.
Yes.
Pins and needles for me, man.
I'm screwed.
I have actually a very direct analogy.
So what kind of chocolates are these? This is a...
You don't get to know.
Blah-da-da-da-da.
Yeah.
Blah-da-da-da-da.
Yep. Just eat one.
What does it say? Cocoa candy?
The Asian market that we went to I got this at.
Cocoa.
Also had like a mini food court that had like a ramen house and a fancy Asian burger place and curry and all that. And I got food there, and not only was it legitimately good, but it was also pretty much the first real food I had all weekend, because I was at an anime convention with people that didn't terribly want to spend much money. And it was so tasty and such a relief, because you know how your body just overvalues flavor when it's craving something real? That's what I'm getting out of this. My body goes, thank you. I thought you were trying to kill me.
I can't have these probably because... It looks like they're just supposed to taste like warm milk, and warm milk with some chocolate on it.
That one tastes like cocoa.
Those are the candies.
Does this one taste like milk?
It's kind of like frosting, actually.
So this soda, for me, has been an entire roller coaster ride.
75.
Sorry, go ahead. For me, this roller coaster, this roller coaster that I'm on right now, you can't see I'm on a roller coaster.
It's true. I don't know how I'm getting all this footage.
Yeah.
The bottle was amazing looking, and the
it's
ingredients seemed potentially awesome. Then I heard about the skim milk, and the skim milk shook me to my core. I did not think in a world where carbonated milk exists,
one man tried a soda,
and enjoyed it.
This summer, Keith. 9 inches of wetness. A glass.
Siskel and Ebert give this soda 2 thumbs up.
Siskel
and
Ebert, official nickname
for years.
2 thumbs up.
Robin Williams, you've been dead for hours.
Oh, my God.
Oh, too fucking soon. Dear
I'm
God.
I
want to
make you guys cry.
I give this soda a 75, thanks.
All right.
Now
I'm
know exactly what day we recorded this on.
Unless you don't.
Now you can figure out what day we recorded this on.
You will.
All right, I gotta say, I wasn't expecting to like the melon once I heard about the skim condensed...
Sweetened condensed skim milk.
That's the one. But at the end of the day, that didn't really even factor into it at all. This is actually one of the better drinks I've had in quite a long time.
It's a base that gave it a lot of smoothness.
I would love to get a couple bottles of this. I could make some really interesting cocktails out of this, I guarantee you.
Okay.
This would be fantastic. I'd try that. with a few different mixes added to it. If I got to go with an analogy, it's sort of like expecting to go in for a job review and your boss just has a room full of puppies for you to play with. I'm going to go really high on this one and say that it's about a 90 for me.
Holy.
Yeah.
Damn. I can really believe that.
Yeah. My next analogy for this is that I hang out with a bunch of
and I had to counteract
people.
Meg.
And this chocolate that this thing, I don't know, hard candy that he gave me tastes like a Tootsie Roll.
Yeah.
I really like it. This drink whatsoever. Whatsoever. That's the right word.
I'm really
means
sorry if that
crinkling didn't
get picked up by the mic, by the way.
Oh, that's rude.
Yeah, that's just mean to the listeners, Meg.
Listener.
Hi, David.
No, this is
but
sick.
I don't know if I can be friends with these people anymore.
Can I raise my score?
No, I still love them, but this is a horrible food.
Brian.
See, I don't even know what it is anymore. I did not like it.
Points.
She already did.
I already did.
What?
I gave 27.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Doesn't that taste like Tootsie Roll?
I pretty much have to agree with the male vote at this table. It was...
Men's like melons.
Well, no. What it boiled down to was pretty much that
milky melon.
Yeah, no, there was...
You know what?
It's my favorite
I understand
Japanese
why
dance.
You guys are like this now.
Okay, Meg finally got the joke.
I forgive you.
No, I feel like... I kind of feel like I'm being deprogrammed.
Can I just throw melons at you now?
Yeah.
So
yes,
like whole melons, just throw them.
Is this a metaphor?
No, I just want to throw melons at
him. Okay, that's what I was
hoping. I'd like
to note it for the record. Considering how much you hate it when I interrupt people when they're talking, you sure as hell aren't letting me say anything.
No.
Because you're Brian.
No, I'm Meg this episode, remember?
I'm Keith.
Problem.
I'm Brian.
I'm Bill.
I'm Keith. There's no
I'm
Meg.
I'm your friend. Yeah.
No, I'm Meg.
Yeah.
Oh.
No Ryan.
Fuck you.
Yeah, there's no Ryan.
Yeah.
Because Bill dropped the ball.
Nah, I threw the ball out of bounds.
So
there was
Keith,
no drop.
Keith is really the one who dislikes this drink.
Yep.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
Because Keith gave it a 27.
Yep.
This episode is a puzzle.
Yeah.
And I do
got
not want to solve it.
Going on.
One.
We need to play more of that.
Yes.
Probably after Jim Cut.
Yeah.
How's your Facebook?
Sorry. Sorry.
All right.
But, no, I feel like a... And I shouldn't do this because I'm tying this in with the other sodas.
No.
But I feel like I've just been getting like splashed with cold water and all of the, you know, I've been sleep deprived.
We've waterboarded Brian. We've soda boarded Brian. That's what this process is called now. If we have
soda boarding, yeah.
If we have three or more bad sodas in a row, it's soda boarding.
Three or more? Three or more? I'm in the dozens, Bill. I haven't had
a
good soda.
In a night.
But
yes, we soda boarded you multiple times this year.
Yeah.
It's true. I can think of two occasions immediately. You saw the raw maze.
It's very,
it used to be five.
It's very different than soda boating someone, which is a completely different thing. A lot of melons involved.
You need a lot of melon sodas for this.
Yeah. It's just, yeah. And I've been so fucking close to breaking the entire time.
This is really emotional.
And then my handler or guard or whatever walks up and goes, "Hey man, it doesn't have to go like this. You just gotta give them what they want."
Oh my god.
And he hands me like the tiniest piece of like a chocolate bar. Something.
What is that?
And it is there that the good cop has finally. That's like. That's where I. Like. It's finished. I am. The good cop, bad cop routine has just hit me. And that is where it's like. You're right, dude. It doesn't have
We go this way.
Are you still crying? Because I'm about to.
I think I'm crying again somehow.
I totally am.
It was just... And I know that the chocolate bar wasn't that great. But just that instant of being treated like a goddamn human being again. So I know that this soda does not deserve the score that I'm giving it, but fuck it.
Fuck you.
99.
Oh! Oh! Brian's best soda, soda of all time.
Wow.
Soda respect.
Wow. That was so exciting, even the melon cream.
Jesus. A single tear just rolled down Gallagher's eye, seeing all those watermelons smashed.
Meg still dragged the average down to any of our lowest scores. We gave it an average of 73.2. Yay.
Why is everybody crying?
Is there gas in here?
Man, you really hit a chord. This isn't usually how your analogies are legendary. Because they're legendary. Just not the good kind, like you want.
Fuck.
I don't know how to end this.